associated cash Fed cattle trades so far this week is at mostly steady money. The severe weather last month took one more whack at post-pandemic restaurant recovery. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 11th of March. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade continues steady with last week in the Southern Plains on Wednesday at $114 a hundredweight. That was with limited trade and light demand in the Texas Panhandle and limited trade on light to moderate demand in Kansas. Live trade in Nebraska was light on light to moderate demand at $113 to $114, which was steady with last week, but steady to a dollar lower than the previous day. Dress trade on Tuesday was mainly steady at $180. In Colorado, live trade was steady with the prior day and week at $114. That was with slow trade and light demand. And trade was limited on light demand in the Western Corn Belt with too few transactions to trend. Live prices there last week were at $112 to $114 and dress trade was at $180. Cattle feeders offered 1,296 head, 9 lots, in Central Stockyards Weekly Fed Cattle Exchange auction. All were from the Southern Plains except for one lot in Nebraska. The reserve price was $114 a hundredweight on all but one lot. None sold. The highest bids were at $113.75. Cattle futures softened Wednesday, challenged by steady rather than higher cash prices and dwindling wholesale beef values. Live cattle futures closed an average of 49 cents lower, except for 30 cents higher in the back contract. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 27 cents lower, except for unchanged in November. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.74 lower Wednesday afternoon at $227.29 a hundredweight. Select was $3.98 lower at $219.82. Grain futures closed lower on Wednesday, amid likely profit-taking and with the static to slightly bearish world agricultural supply and demand estimates. Corn futures closed mostly 10 to 14 cents lower through the front three contracts and then mostly 2 to 4 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 22 to 30 cents lower through Jan of 22 and then mostly 10 to 15 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Here's a sampling. Steers weighing 550 to 600 pounds sold steady at Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Steers weighing 601 to 950 pounds sold $2 to $5 lower, with instances of up to $9 lower at 650 to 700 pounds. Heifers weighing 550 to 800 pounds sold $3 to $5 lower, except for little comparison at 650 to 700 pounds. There are 6,015 head on offer. Steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold steady to $4 lower at Kiss Livestock Auction in Van Dam, North Dakota, where there are 3,767 head. Steers weighing 700 to 850 pounds sold steady to a dollar higher. Feeder heifers weighing 550 to 600 pounds sold $6 lower, and then steady to $2 lower at 600 to 800 pounds. At Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, steers sold steady and heifers traded steady to $3 higher. There are 3,678 head on offer. Steer calves weighing less than 600 pounds sold steady to $6 higher at Torrington Livestock Commission in Wyoming. Steers weighing 600 pounds sold steady to $2 lower and then $3 to $5 lower at 700 pounds. Heifer calves weighing less than 600 pounds sold $3 to $4 higher with instances of $8 higher, but steady with instances of a dollar lower at heavier weights. There are 3,171 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing 450 to 700 pounds sold steady to $6 higher at Bloomfield Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing 700 to 850 sold mostly $2 to $5 higher. Heifer calves weighing 450 to 650 sold mostly steady to $4 higher and then mostly $3 to $6 higher at 650 to 800 pounds. except for a slight decline in the tech-heavy NASDAQ, major U.S. financial indices closed higher Wednesday, buoyed by a decline in Treasury yield rates and House passage of the COVID-19 relief bill. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 464 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 23 points higher, but the NASDAQ was down 4 points. Severe winter weather last month stalled the slow progress restaurants were making in recovering business from the pandemic. Year over year, major restaurant chain customer transactions declined by 13% in February compared to a 9% decline in January, according to the MPD Group's CREST Performance Alerts, which provide a rapid weekly view of chain-specific transactions and share trends, accounting for 53% of the commercial restaurant traffic in the U.S. Of regional note, customer transactions at major restaurant chains in Texas for the month of February declined by 46% compared to a year ago, as record low cold temperatures, snow and ice disrupted travel and rocked the state's power grid. Overall, customer transactions at major full-service restaurant chains, which have been challenged throughout the pandemic by mandated dine-in restrictions and shutdowns, decreased by 33% in February versus a year earlier. Major quick-service restaurant chains, which represent the bulk of the restaurant industry transactions, were 12% less than the same time last year. David Portalatin, NPD Food Industry Advisor, says, notwithstanding any unforeseen events or severe weather in major parts of the country, we should see customer transaction declines improving in the months to come. That's your CalCurrent Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 11th of March. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.